Hey, this is King Rick.
And this is Queen Unique.
And this is where Kingdoms Are Created. Let's get started. So we apologize for not having frequent podcasts, but we will start them back up. We'll make sure we do once a week so we'll be able to have more content coming to you all. So forgive us and don't be so mad, but don't worry, we got more content coming now. So the question of the day is, this is from Aquara. The question is, should a man pay for dates most of the time? So Queen Unique, I'm gonna let you start.
Should a man pay for dates most of the time? So I'll give you guys my opinion on this. I feel like the first impression of a man paying for a date would be showing his leadership, but that is the first date, you know? Afterwards, it should never be like, oh, since you're the man, oh, you have to pay for it. Right. Because as a partnership, starting off with a good foundation, you are both sharing and you care about his well-being and you care about his pockets. And he also cares about your well-being and your pockets. So it should start off as a partnership. That should be the foundation, basically.
Right, like the number one goal.
Right.
That makes sense. So what I have to say would be, a man should always pay for the first date, as in just to see, you know, because there's a lot of people, especially like people that are lean or bent towards just getting something out of people, you know, manipulative people and stuff like that. So if you're going into a relationship, you know, a man should always make the first payment or try to see, because you're not looking for somebody that you can just spend all your money on. You're looking for somebody that's a partner that can help you get to your purpose and help you grow. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, when my wife, when we and her first started, you know, she used to always want to buy me stuff. And I was like, no, don't buy me stuff. I used to always tell her no. But, you know, it was just her character. Her character was, I want to give you stuff. I want to treat you. And I made a reference point on the Quora. I gave a reference point of King Solomon and Queen Sheba. When Queen Sheba came to King Solomon, the first thing she brought was a whole bunch of essence, a whole bunch of gifts, a whole bunch of herbs, a lot of things. Never before was that many spices brought. And that was like, you know, something very honorable. And then King Solomon, of course, gave her out of his abundance and gave her twice or three times as much she gave him. But that's just how kings and queens think. You know, we want to lavish each other so we can get each other things they want. So Queen Unique, what do you think about men saying on the first date, I'm not going to pay for it, or trying to force her to split or do halves?
I feel like if men do that on the first date, that shows a lack of his leadership. Because as I said before, on the first date, it's not about, oh, he's a man, he needs to pay for everything. No, it's about him showing you his leadership, showing you that he can provide for the family, that he cares about growing a good foundation. And as a queen, it's about you respecting that, honoring that, and changing your thinking. If you think the way that, oh, a man should pay for everything, you have to change your thinking, because that means that there's something bad in your heart. That is what this is about. Because as a queen, you don't think like that. If you care about the man, you treat him, you care about him, you buy him nice gifts. This is how a queen thinks. And he also does the same for you. That's how a king thinks. You care about her, you buy her nice gifts, you show her honor, you show her glory. And it's the same with a woman. She should show her king honor and glory. Because we don't think like slaves. We are different from slaves. We are kings and queens. And kings and queens think differently. That's a kingdom.
Right.
So that's my opinion on that.
Right, and that's solid, because if you're trying to create a kingdom, of course, this is what kingdoms are created. You know, you got to think like a king and a queen. And a lot of times, you know, if you get somebody that doesn't think like a king and a queen, you know, that will let you know ahead of time where the direction of the relationship going. Spending that first time with the person, you get an understanding of how they are, because money is the number one thing in relationships that make people break, that break people. People go crazy, people break up, people get divorces over money. Mm-hmm. And you will get a good understanding of what type of relationship you want. You know, a lot of people, I mean, married people, they tell me that they have separate bank accounts. If you're in a kingdom, the king doesn't have his own bank account, the queen doesn't have her own bank account. It's one bank account for the kingdom, you know, and if it's a separation for like a savings or something like that, of course it'd be set to the side, but it's for a specific purpose. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what you got to do. I mean, if you want somebody that thinks like you, you know, with integrity, with honor, with trust, that is happy to give, giver, You know, right. You don't want to be with somebody that's not a giver.
Right.
Because if you're with somebody that's not a giver, they're going to take from you. And money is the number one thing that holds everybody. You get a better understanding of how people really are from there, how they handle money, right. How they treat money, how they respect money. You know, and it's not really the money aspect. It's just that's the only element that we have that controls our well-being for the most part. Back in the old times, old time, it was agriculture, you know, so how you took care of your sheeps, you know, how you took care of your cattle, this was the same way. So this is King Rick.
And this is Queen Unique.
And this is where kingdoms are created. So look us up on Twitch. We got a new Twitch account, twitch.tv/MillyPurpose, MillyPurpose, right? I got it. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. But MillyPurpose, and also we have some new channels that we just opened up. So go ahead and check that out, and we'll hear from you soon.
Oh, and I wanted to add, guys, it's all about your heart. Men and women, kings and queens, you start off a relationship with first loving yourself. You have to love yourself first before you can even start a relationship. I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. You have to have singleness, love yourself, get to know yourself, fix your heart, get all the darkness out of your heart, replace it with light, get to know who you are. And when the person comes along, you will have a successful relationship. We have to court first. Then after we court, we get engaged and we get married, if that's what you want. It's not a force. Right. You don't have to do that.
Right.
You know, you can be single and enjoy your singleness.
Definitely. So thank you so much, and we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.